With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures titled, Change Our Diet to Save Water for the World.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Sometimes it takes an impending catastrophe to make us change and become much greater than we were before. Is this what's happening with climate change? Is it, in fact, an opportunity for us to make an unprecedented leap in evolution?
Good question, sir, good question. You see, we should not have waited until we have a catastrophe like this, or impending catastrophe, to change. But nevertheless, you're right. It's possible that when we face with such a great upheaval, then we will change and we make a leap into the next level. Especially now, we still have a little time to change. It's just that we need to act now. You see, in halting this so-called catastrophic future that awaiting us, we have to act now for all of humanity. Because along with our own survival and health, there is an entire planet that is in trouble. And everyone needs to be vegan to save it. It's a very simple solution that we might overlook. Because if we all change into vegan, put down the animal products, then we would have a dream world that I promise. Because like beget like. We forget that the Bible told us that as we sow, so shall we reap. That means if we create peace, compassion, and harmony, then that's what we will get. Now the impending catastrophe that you mentioned, it might be motivating us to change, the whole humanity. But to benefit from this opportunity, more people must act now. All of us must. We face a very dangerous future if global warming continues. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was just here in Washington, D.C., making an historic address to the U.S. Congress and asked the United States to help to lead in halting climate change. I would ask the same, even though I'm not the chancellor. I'm sure many of you are aware of the increasing number of global warming effects noted worldwide. So I will share just a few from the world and from the United States. One, in the Arctic North Pole, so much ice has already melted that scientists are forecasting an ice-free summer within as little as 3 to 6 years. which would be the first time in 1 million years. First time in 1 million years. Meanwhile, Greenland is shedding 85 million tons of iceberg each day due to warming. And at a rate that is increasing by 7% each year. The West Antarctic ice shelf is also melting, with 3.3-meter sea level rises forecast that would threaten cities like your country, New York, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco. And if all of Antarctica and Greenland were to melt, the ice, then the sea levels could rise to as much as 70 meters, which would be deadly or disastrous to most lives on Earth. 2. Glaciers across the globe are shrinking more quickly than researchers ever expected, leaving rivers and lakes gone, disappear, or drying, with no water for crops and billions who face food shortages due to water shortages as well. 3. Due to rising sea levels, islands are sinking as we speak, with Tuvalu, Tonga, and some 40 other island nations having to plan their whole country's migrations. They are being forced to join the already 20 million climate refugees today. The International Organization for Migration stated that there may be 200 million climate refugees by 2050. 4. According to researchers at Georgia Institute of Technology, United States of America, worldwide, the number of the most destructive Category 4 and 5 hurricanes doubled over the past 35 years. Category 5 storms yield the highest level of destruction in major cities. Their intensity and duration also increased by 75% since the 1970s. One of these storms whose effects can still be seen and felt was the 2005 Hurricane Katrina, which devastated especially areas of New Orleans, with people who are still recovering their homes and their lives today. I am so sorry the American people have had to suffer through such tragedies. Now, in the United States. 1. Close to 1 million acres of pine forests have been lost in the Rocky Mountains due to beetle infestation from global warming. Similar also in Canada, but due to time limit, I cannot report to you everything. So now we just report about United States. Now, 2. In the state of Montana, the famous glaciers of Glacier National Park are now expected to disappear within a decade. 3. According to a new study by the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, the Colorado River, which supplies water to 7 western states, is going dry. Famous river, huh? 4. In fact, researchers say that the U.S. West is facing a devastating drought crisis as snows from mountains are releasing vast reservoirs of water. 5. The sea level in North Carolina, USA, rose 3 times faster during the 20th century than during the previous 500 years. 6. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said that for the first time on record in 2008, 6 consecutive tropical cyclones made landfall on the U.S. mainland. The North Atlantic Ocean and the Indian Ocean are the two areas with the strongest hurricane trends. You may ask, what is the main cause of this damage and destruction to the environment? Perhaps, surprisingly, it's not the coal industry or cars or planes or trains or boats or ships. It's methane, primarily by the livestock industry. A new and just published report by the respected World Watch Institute states that livestock is the largest single contributor to greenhouse gases, responsible for more than 1% of the total emitted. This report factors in an atmospheric heat-trapping effect of methane that is 72 times larger than CO2 when averaged over a 20-year period. Furthermore, just days after the World Watch Institute's report was released, NASA announced that methane actually contributes much more to global warming than previously understood, and it traps 100 times the atmospheric heat over 20 years. And the largest source of methane is, you know, livestock. Now, facts such as these have caused people like esteemed climate expert Lord Stern of the United Kingdom to state in an interview that meat is a wasteful use of water and creates a lot of greenhouse gases. It puts enormous resources. A vegetarian diet is better. So I quote exactly what he said. There is an advantage of time here, because one aspect of methane is that it fades in around 12 years' time, whereas carbon dioxide, CO2, stays in the atmosphere for up to thousands of years. So we remove the livestock-generated methane and the planet cools fast. You see the logic? Yes. Therefore, only the vegan lifestyle is truly sustainable. Now, once we become vegan and urge others to join through grassroots seminars, flyers distribution, letters, email, whatever, we could practice sustainability in other ways. As I have suggested before, we could plant organic vegetables and trees. Better still are those fruit trees and nut trees, and those vegetables or legumes like beans and stuff that need little water. That we can do research to know which one needs less water, because right now we're short of water as well. We're short of everything right now. So we should be frugal, not to waste precious energy and water. Use our own shopping bags even. We encourage sustainable energy development, and we can write or talk to the government and the media and the farmers even, because we really do need all the help from the government, from the media, to accelerate the trend. Another good way to quicken our movement to a sustainable planet is to generate more positive energy. Do good deeds and be loving and kind. Expand our loving. You create a shield, invincible, to protect us and the planet. Finally, we can pray that divine power manifests on earth to awaken leaders, the media, the influential people, and all the world citizens to take the right steps to preserve our planet, and fast before it's too late. Because at this point, we do need heaven's intervention to save our planet. Not to pray to them to protect us, just to pray so that they awaken everybody to the solution of vegan diet. Because that is the solution that will save our planet. If we can do these things, starting with being veg, we would realize not just a sustainable planet, but a real paradise of peace in our lifetime.
Kính thưa sư phụ, được hồng ân của ngài, hôm nay được hội tụ về đây, chúng con và tất cả quan khách được ở trong một mái nhà thân thương để nói lên những sự tầm quan trọng, thì chúng con xin phép ngài thông điệp của sư phụ gửi tới những nhà lãnh đạo đất nước, các tổ chức, cá nhân cũng như toàn nhân loại vào thời điểm khẩn cấp này là gì ạ? Kính thưa cảm ơn sư phụ.
Cảm ơn bác. Yes, Mr. Nguyen. My message is the same as I have spoken all along during this time together. To sum up, to all the leaders, I call on them once more to put their love first for their countrymen and women, and for all the children to accept with courage the deed that must be done, to use the mighty power in their hand and trust it by people to save the world. The global livestock industry is now contributing almost about as much to global warming as the energy sector, or even more. And I know it contributes at least 80% of it. Meat production is depleting your people's water, damaging their health, pushing them to war, and breeding new deadly disease each day. It's killing your people. Only you can stop it. They need your shining, heroic, vegan example because they really look to their governments, to their leaders. They would be greatly facilitated by your laws for organic vegan farming and campaigns or laws to make the much-needed lifestyle vegan change. Your co-citizens, your subjects, we appreciate you, praise you, love you, support you. And they will remember you for saving the world, for generations to come even, for saving their lives and the lives of their loved ones, as well as their future children. And heaven will reward you greatly. Lead the veg change, promote forgiveness and peace, and then even all other troubles like poverty, conflict, even financial crisis, pandemic will also subside. I thank you, leaders of nations, for all the efforts in this direction so far. But if you allow me, I honestly say that what we are doing and planning now is not enough and not fast enough. And I bid you the courage and faith to do more and faster. To the organizations of the world, including the media, who understand the strength of a social movement, thank you for your work to inform and encourage people to the exciting, humane, beneficial, chic, animal-free, the vegan way of life. To the individuals, thank you for doing your part to save our planet. But please, to make it in time. We have more to do, and we have little time. We have to continue to urge our leaders and our fellow human beings, neighbors, to change. Be vegan to save themselves and their families and children and the animals and everything they feel is worth living for. We can get out of the danger, but through the right direction. Our house is on fire, but the water hose is right there in front of us. Just pick it up and use it. It's as simple as that. Just be vegan, and please be quick. Our days are numbered. To all humankind, heaven loves you so much. So we have hope for the planet's survival. More than ever before, we shall awaken to a new, compassionate, vegan planet that is full of loving energy, kindness, and blessings, no end from heaven. I pray you all will continue towards this peace in our reach. Thank you so much, all of you. Thank you.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Massentierhaltung zum Beispiel ist ein großes Problem. Der Fleischkonsum in gerade auch den reichen Ländern des Nordens ist für das Klima nicht gut.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Thank you, compassionate viewers, for your company for our program, Change Our Diet to Save Water for the World, on Between Master and Disciples. Up next is Animal World, our co-inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. We bid you adieu and wish you many joyous moments.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.